Welcome to Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we're going over to the Jacobs Gallery located in Eugene at the Hult Center. And the show over there is called Bert and Elmer Hayter, Original Illustrations and Children's Book Exhibit. It runs through May 2nd. There's so much information about this show and about the Hayters that I'm not even sure where to start. So you start, Lottie.
All right. They flourished from the 20s to the 50s of the 20th century, and they began by doing inserts for children in magazines like McCall's and so on. They would be paper dolls and puzzles and peep boxes with instructions about how to...
That uses a shoebox.
Yes, and you leave a window and you put it together and you see this sign inside.
Right.
And apparently these were very successful for years and years until the post office decided that these were a nuisance because they fell out of the magazine and forbade them. And then the Hayters went to book illustrations.
Right. They referred to it as the golden era of children's books because it was basically the start of children's books, and they were in the foundation of that. What I'm amazed at is how many people's lives this whole style and the Hayters touched. I mean, I remember as a kid using those pullouts from the McCall's and making paper dolls for my sister. I would redesign the clothes. So I guess I was a fashion illustrator at eight, you know. Another great story is a friend of mine saw this flyer for the show, and he looked at that and he said, "These people changed my life." And I'm like, "What?" He said, when he was a kid, he saw the book about building the little stone house. And he thought it was so cool. He was so taken by it that he wanted to be a builder. And actually, he went on to become an architect. And he went over to this show with a handful of books for Joy, who is the Hayter's niece, who kind of is the ringleader of this. And he had her sign all the books. I mean, it was a very emotionally charged thing because it has changed his life. And it's just amazing what a reach these people had.
Now, they did over 100 books, some of them old favorites like Mother Goose and Goldilocks. But over half of them they wrote themselves. One of the ones they wrote is called The Little Stone House and is about the building of that house where they've fed animals from the woods, including a skunk. And incidentally, I thought that the early drawings were a little bit cloyingly sweet, but the drawings of the animals are not cute. They are always exactly correct, and I think they got better as they went along. And one of the amazing things about the Hayters is that they worked together on a canvas. They would be sitting at their easels, and they would pass a particular piece back and forth between them, which is remarkable, I think.
Well, in their career, they illustrated over 100 books, and they wrote over half of them. And they did it, like you say, just literally both of them working on every aspect, which is just unheard of. For a career, for a consistent style.
So this stone house, after they died, it was being remodeled, and a workman working on the roof fell through a hole in the roof into a locked room, which was a storage room of hundreds of previously unpublished drawings, which make up a large part of this show.
Yes, and these drawings were done oversized, of course, and then they get reduced. So it's really cool to see, because they're big. I mean, the paper dolls are big. And it's amazing that they lasted this long, because they really never were made to last longer than getting them from the artist to the photographer to make a plate. And this has been decades, and they're still hanging in there. I mean, they're in pretty good shape. My favorite one is, as you go in the door of the gallery downstairs, is that tiger. The tiger cub.
Yes, yes.
And
it's
Elmer,
yellow, I think.
Right, it's yellow, and it's really big. And Elmer did this as a background for when Berta would be talking about writing these books, and Elmer would do what was called a sketch a minute. And this is one of those sketch a minutes. I mean, he just whipped this little tiger cub out, and it's so energetic, and it's yellow, and he has this sort of cross-eyed look, and it's greeting people as they come into the gallery. It's just a wonderful piece. They all are, but that one's my favorite one.
So this is the first show of these works here, but it's hopefully going to be a traveling exhibit, and the niece is also writing a biography of the Haiders.
And if you want more information, I will post their website on KLCC's audio archive, so you can look up more information. This show goes on at the Jacobs Gallery through May 2nd. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger.